Europe.
Turkey. Struggling back. Grappling with Turkey's high inflation is a grueling business.
Setting interest rates in Turkey is like skiing in pre-lift days. Going down is the easy part. Climbing back up is grueling and takes ages. The country's central bankers have been doing so since the summer of 2023, and they still need more time. They do have something to show for their pains. Interest rate increases that have totaled a whopping 41.5 percentage points have started to unwind Turkey's inflation spiral, the result of earlier reckless cuts. Annual consumer price growth has dipped from 71.6% in June to 49.4% in September. For the first time in 3 years, the benchmark interest rate, now 50%, exceeds the inflation rate. Only recently, this had invited speculation that Turkey's tightening cycle was nearing its end and that the bank would begin to cut rates as soon as November. But easing may have to wait. Monthly price growth, which reached 3% in September, continues to be too fast for comfort. We will stay tight until the underlying trend of monthly inflation comes down on a sustainable basis, the bank's deputy governor, Cevdet Akçay, says over coffee in Istanbul. There's no other way. Such patience is in short supply among Turks. Over a year has passed since Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, gave the central bank a mandate to undo the damage his earlier policies had wrought on the economy. But ordinary consumers complain they have the worst of both worlds. Prices continue to rocket, and credit has become unbearably expensive. The longer this continues, the weaker the country's growth prospects become. The state of the economy already cost Mr. Erdogan dearly when his Justice and Development, or ARC party, was bested by the opposition in local elections this spring, the party's first overall defeat since it took power in 2002. Turkey's next big election is due in 2028, which suggests the government has enough time to set the economy right. But a snap vote, even as early as next year, is not out of the question. That could spell big trouble for the new economic programme. To avoid losing power, Turkey's leader or an anointed successor would probably revert to handouts and deep interest rate cuts. Inflation be damned. One reason why inflation in Turkey has proved exceptionally sticky is the imbalance between monetary discipline and government largesse. The budget deficit is expected to reach 4.9% of GDP this year, according to the government's own figures, before dipping to 3.1% next year. The central bank is pressing the brakes, says Hakan Kara, the bank's former chief economist. But the government does not want to take its foot off the gas pedal. Mr. Erdogan's belated conversion to economic orthodoxy has played a role too. Tightening in Turkey began only after inflation had neared triple digits, and only once Turkey's leader had secured his re-election. The economic team he appointed has won back the trust of foreign investors, who have bought some $14 billion in Turkish bonds since the start of the year. Ordinary Turks, sobered by the experience of the past 5 years, which saw the national currency plunge, prices soar, and Mr. Erdogan replace four different finance ministers and five heads of the central bank, are less optimistic. The central bank expects annual inflation to dip to 38% by the end of the year. Households see it at around 70%. This too is putting pressure on prices. Turks who expect the value of their money to erode over time will continue to spend rather than save, making inflation that much harder to bring down. But the bank has at last offered them an incentive to save, and to do so in local currency. Sky-high deposit rates have lured Turks back to their own lira, reversing years of dollarization. The share of lira deposits, which stood at 31% of the total in August last year, has reached 53%. The currency is still losing value against the dollar, but much more slowly. This has helped defuse a ticking time bomb in the form of a programme that insured deposits against currency shocks that Mr. Erdogan's previous cabinet had placed under the budget. In just over a year, depositors have withdrawn some $100 billion from the scheme. Not everyone is a fan of a relatively strong lira. Turkish exporters are pleading with the bank to devalue the currency. Mr. Akçay says this would put new upward pressure on prices, and that using a weak currency to seek a competitive edge has proved to be a dead end. We keep policy tight to tame inflation, and that may lead to further real appreciation, he says. Not by design, but as a consequence.